for every action, the intention of the action should be good. If the intention is not good, then we do not get the reward from Rasa Bharata. For example, if we want to make our fasting sound, then we have to make intention that we are doing fasting. So through the day we do not eat, we do not drink, and we get the reward. But if a person does not make any intention, but all the day he does not drink and does not eat, he will not get any ajar on that. Why? Because he had no intention of the fasting. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is innama al-a'mal binniyat, that the reward of the action depends upon the intention of the person. So if the intention is good, he will get the reward. If intention is not good, he will get no reward. So for every action, we should try to make our intention good. Our mashayikh used to spend many years in the company of their mashayikh to learn how to make intention. For example, Hazrat Shaykh Al-Aziz Rahmatullah Alayh, he quoted in his book that one shaykh, he spent 8 years in the company of his shaykh just to learn the intention of different actions. Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Alayh, he was the father of Shaykh Al-Aziz Rahmatullah Alayh, he had the habit of going to a well and then take bath after Asr every day. But then he used to put maybe hundreds of jugs of water on him to enjoy. Okay. So one of the neighbor, he just used to look on him and he used to say that you are abusing water. You are using it more than the requirement and it is haram, it is israf. So he used to say that it is haram for you, not for me. So the person could not understand. It happened so many times that he used to take bath every day and put hundreds of jugs of water on him. And the person used to look at him and he used to say, you say it is halal for me and haram for you. Why? He used to say, because I am a scholar and you are not. So it is halal for me and haram for you. So one day he said that, please tell me, what is the secret? Then he asked him that, okay, if you will come and you will take bath, what will be your intention? He said that my intention will be that I want to wash my body. He said, because your intention is to wash your body, so that's why few jugs of water are sufficient to wash the body. So if you will use more, it will be israf and it will be haram. He said, then what is your intention? He said, my intention is that it is summer, very hot, and I am feeling hot, so I want to take coolness. So medically, I want to cool my body. So because my intention is this, so even if I put 1,000 jugs of water, then it will be okay. So same action, but a simple person, he will make it haram. But an alim, he will make it halal.
His name is Mawlana Yahya.
One person asked his shaykh to please come to his house and make dua because he built a new house. So shaykh came to his house, he made dua. Then he looked toward the window. So he asked him, why you made this window? He said, because light and air will come through it. He said, oh, you should have made intention that the voice of Azan will come through it. So you would have got the reward. The light and air will come automatically. So intention, that is important. There are many actions that we do but do not make any intention. So that's why we do not get the reward. The reason is because we have made the proper intention. For example, every one of us loves the children. So if we have a small baby child, so we love him, we kiss him. But just because we are father, he is our son. But we forget to make intention that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the smell of the sun is like the smell of the paradise. So if you will make the intention that because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, so that's why now I am kissing him, so then we will get the reward. Most of the people, they change their clothes when they go to sleep, but they don't make any intention, so they do not get any ajr on that. If they make intention that it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that before he wanted to go to sleep, he used to change his dress, so he will get the reward on that. Now one small example, we eat food every day, but normally we think that we eat food because we are hungry. But if we make intention that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Wali nafsika alayka haqqun," that your own body has rights upon you. So because our body has rights on us, so I am going to eat to fulfill the right of my body. So if you will make this intention, we will get reward on eating the food. Now if there is a place which is dirty, we don't want to go barefooted on that place because it is dirty. But if someone makes intention that I want to build a masjid here, masjid, and he constructs a masjid over there, so same place where we never wanted to go without shoes because it was dirty, now due to intention it has become so good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the masjid is my home, my house. So see the power of the intention. You understand my point? Yeah, power is, the intention is so powerful that the place where no one wanted to go is now has become the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Important story. Shaykh Abu Dhar Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he was a big shaykh of Silsila Qadriya in Baghdad. Now 3 persons, they went to see him. So when they were in the way, so they talked to each other, "Where are you going?" He said, "To this place." He said, "Where are you going?" "To same place." Then they asked, "Why we are going?" So one of them, he said, "I am a businessman. I have a problem in my business. So I am going to this sheikh that he will make dua and Allah will solve the problem of my business." The second one, he replied that, "I am going to see that people say he is a big sheikh. So I want to go and see, is he a big sheikh or not?" And the third one, he said, "I have reason he is a big sheikh, so I am going so that I may learn from him how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want to become a sheikh." So 3 persons, different intentions. One person only wanted dua. The other person wanted to check him. Critical intention. And the third person, he wanted to learn from him. So they went there, and then the person who was a businessman, he made salam and he said that, "I want dua." So Hazrat made dua and he came back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solved the problem with his business. And the second one who said that, "I want to go and see he is a big sheikh or not." So when he returned back, he even became a kafir. Yes, he became a kafir. And the third one, because he wanted to learn from him, he became the Khalifa of Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah. So whatever intention we will make, we will get the reward according to that. So why I explained this point, because all of you have come here to spend a few days. So the intention should be that we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.